Hi, my name is Jamie Madrid and I am 18 years old. Today is April 26, 2019, and I will be speaking with my boyfriend, Luis Carvajal.
So, Luis, where were you born?
I was born in Ensenada, Baja California, Mexico.
Okay. And how old were you when you came to the United States?
I was about 5 years old.
And how would you say that, how was Mexico different from the U.S.?
Mexico, it's less open in a way. Or, here you feel more free in a way, where you can be who you want to be. You can be different, and it's not bad to be different. It's not bad, but it's not weird to be different. Well, over there, there's like a certain standard and stereotypes and traditions that you sort of have to follow.
But don't you think that we have traditions you kind of have to follow here too?
Yeah, and I mean, that never goes away. Wherever you are, you will bump into that. But there's definitely less pressure, or if you decide not to, it's less frowned upon.
Okay. And what would you say was the hardest thing to adjust to in this country?
It was definitely adjusting to the language barrier, because when I first came, the only English word I knew was banana. So, for example, like in kindergarten, I came straight into kindergarten. My teacher only spoke English, and I was in the classroom of like 40 kids. So no one realized that I couldn't speak English. And there was times where, like, for example, if I had to go to the restroom, I didn't know how to ask. So, like, I would literally have to sneak behind, like, all the kids and, like, get to the restroom. And then, like, one day I got caught and got in trouble. And it was just, like, figuring out how to maneuver while I was still learning the language. That was probably the hardest part.
And was there anyone who was, like, a big influence in your life that, like, maybe taught you some important lessons that maybe helped you out more, or just lessons in general?
I think my friends probably helped me the most adjusting. They kind of taught me, like, you know, how to, what is the standard and what you're supposed to know, like, as a kid, how you're supposed to act, like how people dress, like just what's going on in like the culture, you know? Like, it was most of it I learned it from them.
Can you give some like more specific examples?
For example, I didn't really like consume any like English media, so like I didn't really listen to English music or like watch English TV. And like in fifth grade, like my teacher started playing music during class time, and then I had no idea what he was playing, but one of my friends like told me like, oh, this is like rock, and then he like showed me, and that was like my first introduction to like American music. And from there on, I kind of figured out like the genres I like and the artists I like. Another one was like TV. During that time, like a lot of kids were like into MTV, and I had no idea what that was. And then one of my friends was like, hey, like, this is what MTV is. And I was like, oh, okay. Like, I didn't like it, but I at least knew what it was. So when it came up in conversations, I wasn't, like, completely oblivious to what was going on.
What about your home life? Did that stay the same, or was that changed or anything?
My home life definitely improved. When we were in Mexico, I would only see my dad on the weekends because he lived in the U.S. So when we moved, now, like, for the first time in my life, I was able to live with him and, like, actually have a father figure there at all times.
Did having him there help you, like, in the person you became?
He taught me about work ethic and perseverance. Like, just being around him like taught me that even though things are hard, if you like put your mind to it and you work and you just keep working and don't give up, like things will eventually get better.
And did having him around teach you about any male norms?
I guess I got more into sports. When I was in Mexico, I was into soccer because I would watch it on TV. And then, like, some of the guys in the neighborhood, we would go out and play. But it wasn't, like, until, like, I started living with him that, like, I, like, learned how to ride a bike. Started, like, we would go outside and throw a football. I learned how to catch and throw a frisbee. And, like, I started venturing more into that world.
How about now? Do you feel the pressure to fit in the typical male stereotypes?
Honestly, not at all. I think, like, coming from a different place and, like, struggling to fit in for so long and, like, trying so hard to fit in for so long, eventually you kind of realize, like, do I really have to fit in? Like, who cares? And, like, at this point, like, after so long, I learned that, like, there's really no point to fitting in. And, like, it's better just to be yourself because you'll be happier in the long run. And if, like, I disagree with some of those things and I'm not going to force myself to fit in. And if I do, then I do, and it's fine. But at this point, like, being all that time I try to fit in really taught me that I don't really have to get by.
So what's an example of one of those stereotypes that you don't agree with?
I disagree with the fact that men are, like, told to not be emotional. I never learned how to be emotional just because I never had that connection with my dad. Mm-hmm. And that's because he never had it with his dad. His dad was too busy trying to raise a lot of, like, so many kids that, like, that bond was never, that father. So they never got to build that relationship. So my dad didn't know how to have it with me. And I really think that emotional relationship with father and son is kind of important just because it teaches you how to apply that to other relationships in your life and be more expressive. And I think that's something that, like, all men should learn.
Like me.
There you go. It's all clear.
There you go. Done.
There you go, see? Easy.